Smell that? Just say the name, steak. And mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to mikechurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. Mike Pence said no on the 25th Amendment, but there are some turncoats in the Republican Party that are planning to vote to impeach President Trump. One of those is Liz Cheney. Some Democrats would like to see some Republican senators grounded and put on the no-fly list. Vice President Mike Pence sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday and stated he would not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. The letter, which was released as the House met to vote on calling on Pence to convene and mobilize President Trump's cabinet to remove him from the White House. Pence began his remarks by reflecting on last week's events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol, calling it a moment that demonstrated to the American people the unity that is still possible in Congress when it is needed most. Pence also told Pelosi that he believes invoking the 25th Amendment in such a manner would set a terrible precedent. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell supports Democrats' move to initiate impeachment proceedings against President Trump and is done and furious with him. It's unclear how McConnell would vote in an impeachment trial should House Democrats vote to impeach Trump. It's not clear at this point whether McConnell would vote to convict. One source said that McConnell has not made up his mind about what to do about impeachment and doesn't see this as a partisan exercise like the previous impeachment effort against Trump. Another source said that McConnell told associates that impeachment will help rid the Republican Party of Trump and his movement. He's not alone, though, apparently. A White House official says they expect as many as 20 or even more Republicans to vote for impeachment in the House of Representatives this afternoon, though they do not have a firm figure. Representative Liz Cheney, the third-ranking GOP leader in the House, is among them. The FBI issued a dire warning on the day before the Capitol riots that violent extremists were planning an armed uprising in Washington, a plot the attackers described as war to coincide with Congress's certification of Joe Biden's Electoral College victory, according to officials. The assistant FBI director, Stephen D'Antuono, said that the intelligence report included a thread from a message board that described an array of preparations for an assault, including a map of Capitol area tunnels and staging areas in Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina. Information about the explicit advance warnings came as D'Antuono and D.C. U.S. attorneys Michael Sherwin described a sprawling criminal investigation that now includes more than 170 suspects, some of whom could be charged with sedition. Sherwin said 70 had been charged with a range of crimes so far, including the possession of weapons and explosives, according to federal authorities. They have not ruled out that some in the mob who were carrying zip ties may have intended to take lawmakers hostage. Coming up, our saint of the day, she began to have religious ecstasies, visions of the life of Christ, and was taught her catechism by the Virgin Mary. Quote of the day, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that thou mayest believe, but believe that thou mayest understand. St. Augustine. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, winter is actually here now, and so is the Pinko Commie Purge of all things MAGA and President Trump. But one thing the purgers haven't taken away from us is the liberty to buy the coffee that we want to drink. That's why you should try the Crusade Channel's very own Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Every bag of our hand-roasted Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee is made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is always made from 100% organic, fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, then delivered to you. So, exercise your liberty to drink the coffee of kings. A king dude, that is. And stock up on Crusade Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee in whole bean or grind at mikechurch.com/coffee or order by phone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Veronica. She grew up in a poor peasant family in a small village doing chores and working the fields. She really had no formal education, and she tried unsuccessfully to teach herself to read at night. She began to have religious ecstasies, visions of the life of Christ, and she was taught her catechism by the Virgin Mary. Our Lady explained it in the form of three mystical letters, one that signified purity of intention, the second, abhorrence of complaining, and the third, a reminder to daily meditate on the Passion. Augustinian lay sister at the convent of St. Martha in Milan, Italy, at age 22, being instructed for 3 years before she was allowed to join. Assigned to beg alms in the street for the support of the house, she suffered alternating bouts of intense physical pain and religious ecstasies for years. She received a vision of Christ in 1494, and she was given a message for Pope Alexander VI. She made a journey to Rome, Italy, to deliver it. Well, following a 6-month illness, she died on the date that she had prophesied. The Supreme Court Tuesday granted the Trump administration's request to reinstate longstanding restrictions for patients seeking to obtain a drug that was used for abortions early in pregnancy, with the three liberals dissenting in a potential preview of a new chapter in the court's rulings on the procedure. The order's timing was a surprise, coming after close of business in the waning days of the Trump administration and ahead of Wednesday's possible House's impeachment vote. It also marks the first abortion case to come before Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Backing abortion rights, supporters fears that she will move the court to the right in cases related to the divisive issue. Representative Benny Thompson, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, stated Monday that Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley could be placed on the no-fly list if they're deemed responsible for inciting last week's siege on the U.S. Capitol. Cruz and Hawley have faced intense criticism from Democrats and establishment Republicans for objecting to Congress's certification of the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. Cruz and Hawley have been accused of inciting the riot, which occurred during the certification process. Both have denounced the riots and called for the de-escalation intentions. Senate Democrats are floating censuring Cruz and Hawley over the U.S. Capitol protests. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day. The best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.